Bidvest released its annual results today with the impact of COVID-19 most evident in the group's last quarter before nearly 2 billion rand in charges related to the pandemic. The services, trading and distribution company's revenue was largely flat, ticking up nearly 8% while trading profit was lifted by 3%. But after the coronavirus-related charges, a trading profit tanked by almost 20%, while net debt skyrocketed to over 19 billion rand. The business says that the economic fallout of the pandemic will change socioeconomic dynamics and has warned that job losses are on the cards, more so than initially forecast. Company CEO Lindsay Routh joins us now. Lindsay, thanks so much for your time this evening. So I blitzed through the headline numbers there right at the top, but talk us through the impact COVID-19 has had on your bottom line, because you've been hard hit just as you've managed to finally close a deal you've been chasing for years, and together that impacting your debt levels quite considerably.
Yeah, so if I just kick off with giving you some idea about the impact of COVID, at least I think you know we employ about 125,000 people, a lot of them in the services sector of our business, cleaners, security operators, etc. And unfortunately, when COVID came, so many businesses closed down around both the UK, because we have investments there, Ireland, and obviously in South Africa. And we had no option whatsoever but to furlough our staff, about 75,000 of them. But we made good by claiming back from the UIF TERS fund. And in the UK, there was also a very generous fund that supported staff who were furloughed. And then what Bidvest did to further support the staff was we set up a 400 million rand COVID fund, which ultimately saw most of our staff getting their full salary right through COVID. So we were very pleased about that. But 50% approximately of our business is services and annuity-based businesses. Virtually all of those businesses continued on a healthy path. But our trading and distribution businesses, such as our automotive retailer businesses, they came to a grinding halt for the month of April, and that obviously had quite a significant impact on our results for the month of April. We did see a decent pickup in May, and then in June it picked up again. And I must say that we're really pleased to be able to say, and I said it this morning when we did our results presentation, that the months of July and August have seen us coming very much back to close to normality in many of the sectors of the Bidvest group.
Okay, so that's the state of play for the business as a whole. You've got net debt now sitting at 19.2 billion rand, Lindsay, and that from about 7.8 billion previously, largely due to the acquisition of PHS in May. Is that still a deal that was worth striking at the time, given the pressures that are or have been exerted on the business?
Absolutely. If you're looking at our year-end numbers, and if you look at the EBITDA number, you'll see that that debt is only 2x EBITDA, and we would be comfortable right up to 3x. In fact, our bank covenants are up to 3x that. So we're nowhere near our bank covenants. We're very comfortable with that debt. We were aware of that debt coming onto balance sheet long before COVID came along. We had prearranged the financing of that offshore at very attractive interest rates. And then the acquisition was in a stated objective industry that we've been looking at for many years, hygiene services. And the COVID pandemic has raised the importance of hygiene. So I think it's going to end up being a brilliant acquisition. The results that we've seen, because we got all the regulatory approvals on the 1st of May, so we incorporated the results for May and June. Mm-hmm. And subsequent to that, July and August, the results of this acquisition have very much met our expectations.
Having said that, you have enhanced your liquidity position by securing a 4.5 billion rand in additional general credit facilities. It's totaling now 11 billion rand. Is that something that you're going to need to draw on anytime soon?
No, that would. When we bought PHS, we arranged a bridge financing for 24 months.
Yeah.
We do need to pay down that bridge over a 24-month period. Still got about 15 months, I think, left to go. The banks did come to us. What we originally intended to do was to do an offshore bond raise. But as you will remember, before COVID, which has overtaken us all, but before COVID, SA Inc. was in quite serious trouble. I think technically we were in recession and we were heading for junk status. when junk status did come, which came right at the beginning of COVID, the ability for South African companies to raise money on the bond market internationally it became more expensive. So we've had to relook at that, and the banks have come to us in South Africa and have offered us this money, so we'll use it to pay down that bridge. We'll also use our free cash that we generate, and you would have seen that we generated about $9 billion in cash in this last year. We will use that to pay down the bridge, and we're not at all really concerned about having that bridge in place for another 15 months.
Okay. All while right-sizing your business as well. Is the kind of right-sizing that's happening at the business, Lindsay, a direct result of the macro conditions that have been triggered by COVID-19, you know, you having to cut your coat to suit the cloth?
A bit of both. I think we mustn't forget that SA Inc. was in good shape before COVID. With the technical recession we're in, we had already started pre-COVID right-sizing some of our businesses. And then COVID obviously has escalated that to an extent where we require further right-sizing of the business. But I'm comfortable that now we've come into level two. Most businesses are open again, and we are seeing a return to normality. So I think Bidvest will come out of this COVID pandemic a lot leaner, a lot meaner, and a lot stronger. And you can see it, I think, in the balance sheet. And I'm seeing, we can't obviously disclose results, but we are seeing it in the first 2 months of trading.
Okay, but you do mention that there's a strategic review of the business. Are jobs on the line?
There will be some as we right-size, but a lot of that was on the cards before COVID. Bidvest has been known to keep right-sizing its businesses for the last 10, 15 years. And if you look at our expense management over many years, we always get asked, well, can you carry on doing it? And we say, well, that depends on the environment. So we will right-size. And we did it, Isha, I'm not sure if you saw that, but we did announce that we're going to close down our car rental business and dispose of it. And we're going to close down our Bidair services businesses at the airport and dispose of that. And with that will unfortunately come some retrenchments.
Well, let's leave it there, Lindsay. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening.